Alaykum as-salam. The conference itself was actually pretty on point. I'm very glad that they had talked about women rights and women struggles. And to see more than 50 or 80 people in one room together thinking alike is just amazing. It's an amazing feeling. My speech personally was about peacekeeping development in the Middle East through transitional justice and education. And I feel like I did really good. I spotted on some solutions for our problems that we face in the Middle East in terms of women rights, in terms of moving forward in a region that needs to be moved forward for, I think many years ago should have been, but unfortunately due to political and economical turmoil, it hadn't reached that full potential. Women, I think, have a huge and important role in how countries move forward through post-conflict situations. And so women not only deserve to have positions in the government, but I feel like they should be role models to even the men and also young youth as well. Yes. No matter what religious sect you come from, you're still a human being. And for a person to kill another person coming out of a mosque because he's Houthi, in that word, it's devastating. And he had a good respect in the national dialogue. But I hope maybe one day we can just ignore the fact that we have differences maybe in religion, but we can focus on what our people want, and that's democracy and to move to live in peace. Turkey is a very unique country. As you can see when you step out, it looks like a Western country, but then you hear the prayer, the calls to prayer, which is an interesting mix. I feel like Turkey is a model. I feel Egypt as well looks at it as a model, although the government doesn't, but the people do. I hope maybe Yemen can look into it, even though it's a very religious and conservative country, but you never know, because Turkey has a very good influence in Yemen when it comes to education and helping promote education. And so Turkey, I believe, has a big role, and it actually has never failed. Recently, I mean, they've been trying their best to calm conflicts in other regions, such as Yemen, such as Egypt. Both, they have economical powers as well. I feel that I would consider them the U.S. of the Middle East. They have that power, and I hope maybe they can branch out more and push more to, you know, help others.